Coming to you live from the Hall of Truth, it's the Nate Darling Show.
Fire a warning shot across her nose.
With Jason Casey and Kareem Daniels. And now, relax, good citizen.
Nothing! You've got nothing!
Here's Nate.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back in to another episode of the Nate Darling Show. Glad to have you here. Thank you for downloading. Thank you for listening. And thank you for telling your friends about how awesome this free show is. And also thank you to any of you who've been clicking that shop Amazon tab at NateDarlingShow.com. Appreciate it. So thank you.
It's important.
It really is. I mean, Amazon's been really weird about it lately, too. So, I mean, it works. We've been getting some, but it's been very, very, it's a little trickle.
Yeah, trickle.
So a lot of the things, like, I can see that things get ordered, but we don't necessarily get a payment off of it. I don't know what, they keep changing shit. Because Amazon owns the world.
Well, kind of, at this point.
It was Hasan Minhaj. That was his topic on the last episode of Patriot Act.
Amazon rules the world.
Yeah, basically, and how they do it. So we got all of that. So as this show drops, it is the 9th of November. So I have to do this twice a year. It's the difference between Memorial Day and Veterans Day. The 11th is Veterans Day. That's the day you thank anyone who has served in the military for their service.
So if you saw Kareem on the street, you might say,
thank you for your service, Kareem.
Thank you for your service, Kareem.
I might tell you to go suck balls.
Really?
He might. You never know. Do it at your own risk. In May, it's Memorial Day. That is for people who have given the ultimate sacrifice fighting for our country. So that is not the day to thank Kareem or any other living veteran for their service.
No! You don't want to say it, Tom.
You don't. You don't. So Veterans Day is it. This is also the 100th anniversary of the armistice that ended World War I. And that is the impetus for Veterans Day being on November 11th. So there you've learned something.
If you're wondering why, you celebrate Veterans Day.
Exactly. And they used to call it Armistice Day. And if you're wondering how I know that, go back and watch the WKRP in Cincinnati when Les Nessman commissions a plane to do traffic from the sky. Look, I learned a lot of stuff from TV. And if you're a little bit curious, you can take what you learn from TV, cross-reference it with actual shit, and learn things.
Exactly.
No, the cross-referencing is the important part.
You have to get information from two sources, not just one.
Well, you get your first bit of information that gets you hooked, and then you go to your second bit of information that gives you the story.
So, like, I see like a YouTube video on chemtrails, and then that leads me to look at the article on the InfoWars site.
Exactly. By the way, if you are obsessed with chemtrails, I encourage you very highly to, when your car is running, get right down next to the exhaust pipe and breathe deeply from it, as that is also a chemtrail that you need to experience for yourself. And no matter how you're feeling, keep deep breathing from that exhaust in your car.
Yeah, for a while.
And when you're done with that, then you can talk to people about all of your theories about chemtrails. But not before. Not before. Because your mind needs to be expanded. Just saying.
Oh, my God.
Just saying. So we lost Dennis Hoff, Nevada brothel owner. It was sad, right?
Yes.
He was running for office. He was a Trump Republican.
Of course. I mean, come on. Who do you think I'm the hooker?
Anyway. that would be Putin. Jeremy was actually the one who found Dennis Hoff.
Oh.
And he got right back to his usual stick after giving a speech memorializing his late pal and Bunny Ranch owner, Dennis Hoff, signing cleavage and smiling with fans. The legendary porn star gave a eulogy at the Casino Fandango in Carson City, where Hoff's memorial service was held, and a bunch of his friends paid tribute to the recently deceased Hoff, who was found dead in his home. By the way, peacefully died in his sleep. So that's the way to go. Ron was one of the keynote speakers, and at one point he entertained the crowd with a story about Dennis's HBO show Cat House, telling them how successful it was and how Dennis kind of pissed off execs with a clever slogan using their three letters.
What is?
I don't know. I'm not getting into it. Afterward, eyewitnesses tell us Ron was getting approached right and left by folks who wanted pics and autographs, some of whom asked for ink to the skin, like one lady who asked to get her boobs signed. So, anywho, there you go.
I met Ron Jeremy once.
Did you? How was that?
I definitely felt like I should have gotten disinfected afterwards.
Was it like looking into your future? Yeah.
No, actually, I had an idea for a movie where I was trying to find Ron Jeremy because he was my dad. Like, I actually had an idea for but
Jason successfully sucks his own penis.
No, it's funny. It was when I was seeing
Dad, no hands.
I was seeing the midnight show in San Diego, and Ron Jeremy happened to show up in the audience.
Sure.
For the show, maybe Drew had told him, you know, show up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Good times. Good times.
Oh, man.
All right. So we like to say people are good. We like to say that. And sometimes it's proven true. As with this headline, customers buy out donut shop early every day so owner can be with his sick wife. This is from Seal Beach, and it comes to us from CBS2 in Los Angeles.
It's a great story.
It really is. It'll buffer in a second. You'll get to hear it. Oh, he's an immigrant. You're a refugee. It was gonna play. I saw an attractive young lady at a desk. Oh, Philadelphia cream cheese, everybody. For your arteries.
Philadelphia cream cheese, made with fresh milk and real cream, makes your recipes their holiday favorites.
Oh, yeah.
Holidays
there you
made
go.
With Philly.
Here we go.
Goes a long way for a shop in Seal Beach.
That's right. Every box sold at Donut City is helping the store owner spend time, we love the story, with his sick wife. CBS2's Candace Crone shows us this very special effort.
Can I get a dozen donuts, please?
Donuts have been flying off the shelves at Donut City in Seal Beach lately.
Hey, come and support this guy's donuts. He's a great man. Great cause.
People have been leaving with box after box to support a much bigger cause than their appetite.
It's a blessing, really. You know, we need more people like that to just help everybody out in whatever need they have.
This is like something that'll warm your heart, you know. It's unfortunate what happened to his wife, but I really believe that something like this, bringing community together, is just, I don't know, something we really need right now.
John Chan and his wife Stella have been selling the sweet treats as a duo for the last three decades. But recently, he's been missing his better half after she suffered a debilitating aneurysm. When customers found out, they rallied behind him, asking everyone who walks in to buy a dozen donuts at a time so he can sell out quickly and go straight to the rehab facility to be with Stella as she recovers. And it took no time for all of the donuts to sell out. Although they're a big hit for Mr. Chan, nothing tastes as good as a feeling of being able to close up early and spend some extra time with his wife.
She can talk, she can write right now. Yeah. And right now she's starting to try to swallow, eat something.
Chan says the support has been like medicine for his wife, who's getting better but still has a ways to go. The couple is grateful their community has helped them find the sweet moments in such a challenging time for them.
I feel very warm. I can say thank you very much.
Reporting in Seal Beach, Candace Crone, CBS2 News.
See, people are good.
Some of them.
Well, clearly, if you believe that statement, you've never actually listened to the show. But we're going to keep on that same positive note.
Oh, good.
We're going to absolutely positively stay in a positive frame of mind, because I think that that is important, that we do that. Here we go. Get the right feel. Psychologists confirm people who decorate for Christmas early are happier, so now you have justification. Are you listening? If you were one of those families who had their tree decorated and Christmas Village out in full swing by the 1st of November, you might be in luck. According to experts, decorating for Christmas early may make you happier, so you might want to consider pulling your garlands and gigantic Santa statues down from the attic a bit sooner. In a world full of stress and anxiety, people like to associate to things that make them happy, and Christmas decorations evoke the strong feelings of childhood. That's according to psychoanalyst Steve McCune. Decorations are simply an anchor or pathway to those old childhood magical emotions of excitement. So putting those Christmas decorations early extends the excitement. Seems logical enough, right?
I don't know.
I guess.
For Halloween at work, I broke out one of my ugly Christmas sweater t-shirts, had some eggnog, and some reindeer antlers, and went as that guy who celebrates Christmas in October.
Did everybody hate you at work?
Some people did, because I was playing Christmas music on my phone. I also said, I'm that asshole who starts celebrating Christmas in October. But hey, it makes you happier. So that's what you should be doing. Whatever makes you happy. Unless being a racist makes you happy. Don't do that.
Don't do that.
No.
Being an asshole makes you happy. Well.
All right. There are more psychologists quoted, but, you know, they all said about the same thing, so we can move on. All right. So, did you guys see Saturday Night Live this past weekend?
Nope. I saw the cold opening, and that's about it.
Okay. Jason, are you boycotting it?
Yeah. When they start taking the knee during the opening segment, I was just like, I can't handle this.
Pete Davidson was on Weekend Update, because that's pretty much the only place you ever see him. And play a little bit of his bit here. He was basically,
as we said, the midterm election,
doing first impressions of
his first impression
candidates.
Of some of the candidates is Pete Davidson. Hey, Chay. So the midterm elections are obviously a huge deal. Mm-hmm. And after I had to move back in with my mom, I started paying attention to her. She's loving it. And I realized there are some really gross people running for office this year. So here are my first impressions. This guy's fun. Rick Scott from Florida. He looks like someone tried to whittle Bruce Willis out of a penis.
Okay, so that's the premise. He puts up a picture of a politician and says what they look like.
Here's a New York guy, Peter King. I actually don't know a lot about him, except he looks like if a cigar came to life. This guy's kind of cool, Dan Crenshaw.
Oh, come on, man.
Yo, hold on.
So Michael Che knows there's trouble afoot. Dan Crenshaw has an eye patch. Dan Crenshaw is a congressional candidate in Texas who is a Navy SEAL who lost his eye to an IED in, I believe, Afghanistan.
He's a congressional candidate, so he's fair game.
You may be surprised to hear he's a congressional candidate from Texas and not a hitman in a porno movie. I'm sorry, I know he lost his eye in war or whatever. Whatever. Alright.
People lost their shit over this. Like, you can't make fun of a Navy SEAL.
And then he was like,
is it war or whatever? What's that about? Now, to his credit, the Navy SEAL isn't demanding an apology.
Yeah.
Although he did go on TMZ to explain how hurtful it was.
Yeah, fucking dude.
And I'm like, really?
You're a Navy SEAL. Man up.
That was hurtful to you? Kareem, when did we have to stop the ability to make fun of people just because they were in the military?
If you're in the military, all you do is make fun of people.
Well, sure.
In the military.
Right.
But all day, every day.
Sure.
Yeah, that was a great joke. Now,
and he's like, "Well, we have a good laugh at each other, but you know, if humor should be funny, first of all."
Well, if you wouldn't have said I know he lost his eye in war or whatever.
He just completely blanked on what happened. He goes, yeah. "If he would have said, I know he lost his eye, because he did say, I'm sorry, I know he lost his eye in the war. If he would have said he lost his eye in Afghanistan defending the country, but it's a bit."
Yeah.
He said he left his... So people are like, well, he was really dismissive of the whole thing.
As several people have said today, if you don't be mad at him about what he said. If you're not mad at the president about Gold Star families...
Exactly.
Or the way he talked about John McCain.
That is an absolutely fair comparison.
That is some... Actually,
it's not even fair because... Pete Davidson is doing a bit on a comedy show.
Yeah.
He's not the commander in chief of the military.
Yeah. And it wasn't like he said something bad about the guy. He said like he was a hitman in a porn video.
He didn't say anything worse than he said about the other people.
Right. And he didn't.
Well, here's a Democrat, so I look fair. Give me that like Cuomo guy. There he is. All right. Yeah, Cuomo. He looks like a guy that's sleeping with your mom, but stays overnight and eats breakfast with you in his boxers. And then he asked you how the baseball's going, and you say, you don't play baseball. And he goes, oh, queer.
That is very specific.
That's just the vibe I'm getting.
I see.
Here's someone who really gives me the creeps. Indiana congressional candidate and Mike Pence's brother, Greg Pence. This is a picture of him watching the episode of This Is Us where Jack dies.
He's got a huge grin on his face.
Yeah.
just so you know, he's actually running as a faith-based conservative. He's running. What? You never messed up at work before? As a faith-based conservative and not a Ken doll that spent a year in a river. Still landed.
Oh, there you go. Still work.
And don't get me wrong, look, I'm not insane. I know I shouldn't be making fun of how anyone looks. I look like I make vape juice in a bathtub.
So there you go. Everything's fine. Like, if the joke that you end on is about how you look like you make vape juice in a bathtub.
Yes.
You're taking yourself down. Like, that's what comedy is, and you can't be upset.
Yeah. I mean, like, well... People can be, and I saw posts from people this morning who were like, I'm done with Saturday Night Live forever. And I'm just thinking, you're a 54-year-old man. They don't care about you.
Yeah, why are you still watching? Like, are you in the comedy industry? Like,
no.
Are you a fan of comedy? Like,
no. No. No.
Then I want to hear anything you got to say about Saturday Night Live, because it's not for you, bro.
It's not for you. Excuse me. That was a good one.
It smelled good.
Right?
It smelled like tri-tip.
Oh, you don't even know.
It's moist.
No, it was very dry, actually.
Juicy.
It was like beef jerky.
Was it? Oh, man. That's some good tip.
Oh, boy. All right.
It's like a beef steak.
I'm searching for the proper. You know what? We'll throw some music on. It'll work, or it won't. I don't care. All right. I happened upon Vice.com.
Hmm.
Okay, and there's lots of news stories on Vice.com, but they've also got a section called NSFW.
Hmm.
And I thought, well, I do an adult podcast. Headline. The party where strangers bang with bags over their heads. Welcome to the Fix Stutenmacht, a.k.a. the horse fair.
Huh.
Stallion, the guy behind the check-in desk says in a thick German accent. I nod and he hands me a garbage bag for my clothes. I don't have to be naked, but I don't want cum and shit all over my jeans, so I strip to my underwear. And since the mayors will be au naturel, being fully dressed would feel weird, even though they won't see me. After collecting my garbage bag, the stable master leads me to the basement. It's a typical cruise bar, black walls, low lighting, deep house playing in the background, and jars of condoms on the bar. About 50 guys are standing around, mostly naked. A few in underwear or jocks, roughly half are bent over, hands on the wall, ass in the air, a bag tied over their head. Welcome to the Fixstutenmarkt. Also known as the Horse Fair, it's a concept sex party where attendees enter either as a stallion, top, or a mare, bottom. Mares arrive 30 minutes early, check their clothes, and are led to the stable after being blindfolded. Stallions then arrive and have their pick of available holes. Well, that's nice. Yeah. Originating in Germany a decade ago, parties have been popping up around Europe with increasing frequency. I don't even know. I've been curious about going for a while. A mayor I know attended in Munich gleefully told me about the bruises he still had a week later. Another friend who'd been in the London edition said one particularly ravenous bottom had a sharpie for stallions to leave tally marks on his back after fucking him. By the end of the night, he'd accrued 47. So it sounds nice.
No.
What, it's really deceiving, because in the photo it almost looks like the mare is a lady.
Yeah, no,
but it's not.
No, it's not.
It's not. So this is why Mike Pence is the way he is. By the way, Mike Pence wouldn't sleep for a week if you told him about this, or from excitement.
Yeah. No, he's like, hey guys, I have some work in Germany I need to go do.
Right.
I need to go see a man about a horse. And everybody's like, oh, you gonna buy something? You gonna buy? Yeah, I'm looking for a mare. Or a stallion. I don't know which yet. Yeah, I'm sure I'll figure it out once I get there.
This is what they have on Lindsey Graham.
Yeah, he's at the fishing market.
The fishing market? What?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is exactly what they got on Lindsey Graham.
Also, as I was perusing the NSFW section of Vice.com.
Oh, let's hear it.
We asked a male porn star how to jizz good.
Oh, yeah. Lots of water and egg whites.
Well, you may be surprised to learn how many people are seeking bigger loads of semen, reads the front page of biggerloads.com. That's right.
I just wanted to look like it in the movies.
Biggerloads.com. I didn't even know that was a thing.
Oh, yeah, I did.
I'm going to guess not. Don't look that up on your phone. Or do. I don't care. Don't look it up on my phone.
Look it up on Incognito.
I don't know that you want to. It's a website dedicated to delivering on the promise offered in its URL. People of all ages, both men and women, have their own reasons for wanting more male ejaculate. Now, those reasons, more intense orgasms, making babies, they're all pretty predictable. So, too, is the existence of a site like Bigger Loads. Over the years, we've seen an increasing preoccupation due, perhaps, to the evolution and proliferation of cum-focused porn or supplement marketing among men with the size, force, and consistency of their jizz.
They know. Shows that you're a big man.
Oh, okay. now, it can be hard to know if the common advice you'll find floating around the internet is reliable, but doctors who study human ejaculate for fertility purposes and porn stars tasked with creating the biggest loads possible for visual effect have tons of insights on the dynamics of cum, and they seem to agree that there are a few means through which a man can improve his ejaculation, both in size and even in taste. Now, for taste, the blogosphere puts a lot of stock in the idea that eating certain foods like red meat or dairy, smoking, and drinking alcohol make your cum taste foul, while eating citrus and greens will make it sweeter. If you're treating your body poorly, the last thing it cares about is producing high-quality cum, says Johnny Sins. And who would know better than Johnny Sins? Sexologists like Carol Queen and some female porn performers have supported the idea that eating certain foods can help or hurt the taste of semen. Sins says female performers often complain that men who smoke have chunky cum.
Ew.
However, he doubts any single food will have a huge impact on semen flavor, while other medical experts suspect you'd have to consume them in huge amounts to have any effect. Additionally, there are a host of supplements with names like Sugar Cum and Sweetened 69.
Mm-hmm.
Jason seems very excited about these. that promise candy quality jizz with little to support those.
No, it's, no, this is definitely whipped cream. Definitely whipped cream on this.
Yeah, basically, Dr. Adam Morgenthaler says, ultimately, we haven't done enough study on what influenced cum's taste, so most of it is just pure conjecture. Basically, how to cum good? Well, healthy lifestyle, diet, exercise. It's really boring.
Of course it is.
It's really boring. You thought, hey, we asked a male porn star how to jizz good. It was going to be an exciting answer. It's not.
I work out 3 hours a day.
I eat healthy and I work out.
And I have a low carb, high protein diet.
Boring. All right.
And I eat a lot of pussy. All
right, let's transition to this.
Lean back. Relax,
oh, yeah.
And enjoy sex toy news.
All right. Hold on. We got to. Yeah, get rid of that. Yeah, I know. I know. It's so much going on here. I apologize. I'm very unprofessional. Everybody gets their money back. Everybody gets their money back for this. This show's free.
Does that mean I have to give you money?
You have to give me money now. That's how it goes. Headline. This is from WGAC or Jack.
Oh.
Jack TV. Headline. Man wanted for stealing from adult store. That's right. This comes to us from Worth Township, Pennsylvania. God damn it! I did not click forward.
Work it out. Wow, wow.
I have another grievance. State police said they're looking for a man who stole $100 worth of merchandise from an adult store. They say the theft happened on October 21st around 4 p.m. at the EZ Adult Playtime Boutique in Worth Township, Pennsylvania. They released a photo of a man they said was observed stealing the items. They're asking anyone with information to call Pennsylvania State Police Rockview at 814-355-7545. He looks like a... You know what he looks like? He looks like a chick dressed as a dude with a fake mustache and a gray hoodie.
Oh, he looks like, what's her name, from Portlandia.
Yes!
that's who he looks like, is like when she dresses up like the butch dude.
He talks like this.
I'm going to miss Portlandia. Really am.
It's such a fun show, right?
Yeah, $100 worth of merchandise. No money, just dildos.
Well, you know, when you look like that...
So there you go. All right, get out of that.
Out of that.
We can get out of that.
I was listening to that. I was waiting for you to put it in.
That's what, it's so funny that I hear Kareem say that to Nate more often than you guys realize.
Right? It's around a lot, that's what I'm saying.
Put it in. Wow.
Headline, Indiana man contacts police with a complaint about his crack dealer. That's right, an Indiana man contacted police to lodge a complaint about his crack dealer. According to an Evansville Police Department report, Kenneth Dwayne Woods, who's 62 and should know better, came to the police records department and disclosed that he bought some crack cocaine over a period of time on credit from a female dealer and her boyfriend. He then told police he has not paid the duo the $400 he owes for the crack cocaine. Now, in light of his unpaid narcotics bill, Woods said the dealers are now threatening to run him out of town, vandalize his car, and shoot him.
Left cheek, we're not right cheek.
Additionally, owing to interest, the dealers now contend that they're owed $500.
Of course they are.
Yeah, that's how credit works. Woods said the assorted threats occurred earlier this month. If you're the cops, do you pursue this?
You might just to keep him alive.
I mean, it's also like...
You get the dealers off the street.
Well, also, like, those are stupid... You do not want stupid dealers on the street because those are the ones that will sell to kids. If they're going to sell to somebody on
credit,
then they're going to sell to kids if they have cash. You know what I mean? Like,
what
who sells drugs? Kareem, Have you ever heard?
Why are you asking him?
Because have you ever heard of anybody ever selling drugs for credit?
Yes, on consignment.
Well, consignment.
But you got to know the person though.
Are you gonna call her?
And consignment's a little bit different. It's like the you got to sell it, and you better give me this money.
Yeah.
So right, like you're selling to use. But
yeah, but you're not. Yeah, no. You got to pay for your.
No, I've never known anybody that would loan you money. Like,
and Jason's bought a lot of drugs.
I've just heard and I've watched enough stuff and I've read enough things to know that that is...
Don't get high on your own supply.
Stupid.
By the way, and don't extend credit to a druggie.
No.
Like, that is stupid. That is...
They're a drug addict. You know they're going to be unreliable.
Like, the difference between loaning money to a drug addict and loaning money to a gambling addict is that a gambling addict might actually have something, like a family to take stuff from, but a crack addict has nothing. So there's nothing to get.
They'll suck your dick for some crack.
That is something.
It sure is.
They don't have a gag reflex.
Speaking of a gag reflex, it's time for another episode of White Ladies Calling the Cops.
Oh, yes. So many more this week.
Yep, we got a couple. By the way, and Kareem sent me this. this is from Roland Martin. By the way, hold on. So in the video description, Roland Martin has, looking for a hot new investment opportunity? Check out marijuanastock.org.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing to invest in right now.
Is this what black people are buying instead of gold?
Well, you're investing in property. That's,
well, sure. Yeah. No, I completely understand. I just thought it was amusing. Yeah. This is Crosswalk Kathy. Crosswalk Kathy, speaking of Portland, he is from Portland, and she has an issue with the way these black people have parked.
This is another white person calling the police on a black person because she says we're illegally. Because she's saying that we're illegally parked right here.
Come on, Maddie. Come on, please.
You are. So this is her.
It doesn't give you the right.
Go home. Go back to your neighborhood. Go back to your f***ing. You're not from here. Not doing that shit. If you're calling about a car that's been parked less than 5 minutes across the crosswalk, you ain't from here. You an idiot.
Okay, let's unpack this for a moment.
So we got to start dealing with you.
Let's unpack this for a moment. First of all, when you're recording a video of a white lady calling the police, shut up, because otherwise you can't hear her. If you're just going to be like, "Mam, mam, 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 mam," another white lady calling the police, "Mam, mam, 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 mam," we won't be able to hear it. It's not effective. Stop it. Shut your fucking mouth. Just shut up. That's point number one. Point number two, you were parked illegally. But point number three, not really something to call the cops about.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a, hey, you guys probably shouldn't park there. You're blocking, you're in the crosswalk.
By the way, she's carrying a bike helmet. So unless you are in my way or you are actually a hazard to somebody, a legitimate hazard, and I've come up and I've said, hey, could you move? Because you're kind of blocking this, and you're being a dick about it. I don't know that you call the cops.
You're being the idiot, as he said.
It was absolutely. But what, Kareem? When will it be okay for us to call the cops on black people? Do they have to be shooting us? Is that what has to happen?
Yeah, that's what has to happen.
I know that's the next argument. That is going to be the next argument on Fox News, and if it already hasn't been, when will it be okay for white people to call the police again?
Listen, if you're a white person, you can't even call the cops. What's, on these people. Kareem, listen, as a resident black person on the show, when is it going to be okay for us to call the white? When is it going to be okay for the white people to call the cops on the African Americans that are doing illegal activities?
Mm, mm.
Yeah. If it's not life threat, life or death.
Well, that's 911. You can call the non-emergency line.
No, they're calling an emergency line. So if
yeah,
it's
you
not
shouldn't be calling 911.
Yeah, if it's not life or death, you don't know.
So let's say that I'm at a park bench and an African-American guy walks by and he's wearing a hoodie and has his hands in his pockets and is talking to himself. Unbeknownst to me, he has, you know, to his credit, he has an earpiece in, so I can't see that he's actually talking to his mom. But is it okay for me to call the cops on him? Because he looks, I mean, have you ever seen an African-American man in a hood?
Mind your fucking business.
But, I mean, that park, it's mostly white people that live there. You know, so what's he doing there?
Living Color song, mind your own business, leave mine alone.
Fucking A, white people.
Oh, my God.
All right. But we're not done.
No, yes. Oh, my God. I was hoping you were going to say there was something else.
Oh, yeah. Of course there's something else. Awesome. Durr.
Always something else.
Durr. There's a couple a week that are making it out there.
True that. True
well,
that.
They're all making it out now because it's a thing. It's absolutely a thing now. So they're all making it out. So this is From the Root again, and the writer is Michael Harriet. So if I sound weird reading this, it's not my voice, it's his. Said, guys, I don't think the practice of calling out white people for calling the police on black people is working as well as we wanted. Kareem, where do you stand on that? Instead of white shaming with nicknames like Barbecue Becky or hashtags like hashtag converting oxygen to carbon dioxide while black, maybe we should try something different. Maybe we try to understand what it's like for our UGG-wearing brothers and sisters who are contemplating calling the cops on a black person. In fact, here's a short multiple-choice quiz based on an actual story reported by WITF about what happened when a black woman dared to enter one of the country's wealthiest neighborhoods to canvass for a political candidate. Are you ready?
Yes.
The story begins on Sunday, October 28th, when Dr. Amanda Kemp, an activist and visiting scholar at Franklin Marshall College in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, decided to canvass for congressional candidate Jess King, according to a Facebook post by Kemp. Kemp and her husband, Michael Jimenez's first stop was in the Bent Creek neighborhood of Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, which made the list of 1,000 wealthiest neighborhoods in the U.S., That's a pretty big list.
Yeah.
1,000. After giving the name of the voter they were going to visit to the person at the entrance of the gated community, the staff person gave us a yellow card on which she had written our destination. Kemp said, adding, quote, the yellow card informed us some of the rules, none of which related to canvassing. Now, when Kemp discovered that the person was not home, she and her husband, who is white, decided to go visit the home of the next voter on her list, who also happened to live in that community. This is when Kemp said they were approached by a white woman with gardening shears. That's threatening. Reported to be named Elizabeth Duffy Johnson. What are you doing here? Said Johnson, who we will not refer to as Susie Scissorhands. You can't do that here. Now, what did the Elizabeth woman want? A, to welcome black people to the neighborhood. B, to see Kemp up close because she'd never seen a Negro in person. C, to touch Kemp's hair. Or D, to see Kemp's fugitive slave papers.
D, I'm going to say D.
Kemp explained to Duffy the volunteer slayer that she was canvassing for Jess King, to which she replied in what Kemp described as aggressive and in a loud voice, I hate Jess King. She's trying to take us to socialism. You can't do that here. After exchanging a few unpleasantries, Elizabeth, who is reportedly a member of the Republican Committee of Lancaster County and has been campaigning for Lloyd Smucker, that's right, Lloyd Smucker is Jess King's opponent, continued the interrogation. You can't do that here, she said. You don't belong here. How'd you get in here? I'm going to call the police. I'm going to take your picture. Now, how did Duffy Johnson know that Amanda Kemp didn't belong there? A, the woman memorized the faces of every resident who lives in the 400 homes. B, racism gives you ESP. C, Bent Creek is 88.7% white and only 0.7% black, according to Higley magazine. And D, she's white, she doesn't have to know shit.
Oh, D again.
K, Kemp says Beth the bouncer followed them, yelling she was going to take their picture. But when Kemp's companion also tried to take a photo of Bent Creek Betty, Johnson hit her face. All of this is private property. You can't even be in here at all. I'm calling the police. And then she started to dial.
Of course she did.
Now, what did Duffy Johnson tell the police? A, I think they're trying to start a race war. B, there's got to be a law against unauthorized blacks roaming freely, right? C, I'd like to report some first-degree uppityness. Or D, this one's too far, I think, I'd like to order the George Zimmerman special.
Holy shit, man.
Right? Listen, not my words. Not my words. This is from the roof.
I'm going to say C.
Okay. Kemp decided to go home, but the police showed up at her door, and after speaking to her husband, determined that no laws were violated. By the way, Duffy actually teaches dining, social, and personal skills for the Etiquette School of Central Pennsylvania.
Huh.
Because of course she does. Johnson alleges that Kemp's story is not accurate. An email from her attorney says, the matter is about trespassing. The volunteers from Jess King's campaign entered private property and became aggressive, adding, they were asked to leave and refused, so police were notified.
You called them at 4 o'clock?
Kemp said, the fact that police came to my house, I don't know what the basis of that was. That was really disturbing.
Welcome to our...
By the way, Pennsylvania's criminal trespassing statute does not seem to list any of Kemp's actions that day as illegal, but that's neither here nor there because, A, Elizabeth Duffy was not actually worried about trespassing. B, there's a separate Pennsylvania statute that allows people to stop anyone from walking down the street. C, Johnson stops everyone she sees in her neighborhoods. Or D, you know why.
You know why.
The answers are actually none of this makes any sense. As with everything in America, the correct answer is always whiteness.
Yes.
Terminal whiteness. Again, not me saying that. That's Michael Harriet from theroot.com. This is filed under white people. I encourage you, if you're white, to check out the white people section of theroot.com.
Just to see how horrible we can be.
Well, just to really get your eyes opened up to what's going on and how you're perceived.
Yeah.
And how the actions of the of people are being perceived.
Yeah.
Because it's really easy. And we've had this discussion on the show before. Kareem's like, why don't white people stand up and do anything about it? And it's like, because we got our own shit going on and we're bored. That's why. There's no endorsement. It's just like, I got my own shit going on. So check it out and just be aware that it's going on. So the next time somebody says, hey, there's a lot of racist shit going on, you don't go, what? Nah. And you didn't even notice this racist song playing underneath.
Was that a racist song?
No, I don't know.
It sounded like it was authentic.
Either way, it doesn't. It look, it's the cockroach. No, it's fine. That song's fine. It's not like it's Speedy Gonzalez singing it. That would be racist.
That would be.
It would totally be racist. All right, where are we here in the show? Okay, we got time. I always like to make sure we're not going too far over because I want to go to bed tonight too. Let's go ahead and pop that up and hit that.
Florida, land of enchantment and crazy shit. This is Florida Corner.
Okay, headline. It does not get much more Florida than this. In a story so Florida it hurts, a woman was arrested after allegedly leaving her two small children alone in a hot car that had a bag of methamphetamine on the front seat while she shopped at the Dollar Tree store. Investigators allege that Nicole Buffington, 24, left the minors in the vehicle for nearly a half hour. Police responded to a 911 call, found the children, a 7-year-old boy and a 1-year-old girl.
Oh, my God.
By the way, that's when you call 911.
Exactly. Yeah.
Cops also discovered a bag containing a crystalline substance on top of a clutter on the driver's seat. A field test revealed that the substance contained methamphetamine. Buffington was subsequently contacted inside the nearby Dollar Tree store. Well, that's rough when you get pulled out of the Dollar Tree store to get arrested. Just saying.
So you think you had a bad going to the Dollar Store?
I was at a Dollar Tree. She was arrested on child neglect and narcotics possession charges, booked into the Pasco County Jail, where she remains locked up on $10,000 bond. According to her Facebook page, Buffington works at McDonald's. Oh, you deserve a break today. The police report, however, lists her as unemployed. Her rap sheet, well, I'm guessing after that she would be unemployed, because even McDonald's is... She's been replaced with a kiosk. Her rap sheet includes multiple arrests for narcotics possession and possession of drug paraphernalia, as well as collars for theft and failure to appear in court.
Yeah. And this is a 24-year-old that looks like she's in her 40s.
Almost, like. She's had a rough one.
She's only 24.
She has had a rough one.
Oh, man.
That's all I'm going to say about that. All right. So, this... I found interesting.
Hmm.
So, you know Drake, right? Canadian rapper?
That marshmallow wheelchair boy.
Okay, yeah. Well, Drake was in his homeland, not Toronto, but in Canada. And Drake is claiming that he was racially profiled.
Hmm.
We'll get to that story in just a moment, because I need to have musical accompaniment for all of this. This is why the show's not on YouTube. This show would get pulled off of YouTube in a second. There's been a copyright claim. Yeah, well, okay. So if this show's ever on YouTube, we won't be doing any of this. The music will change pretty dramatically. All right. Drake's hitting back hard against a casino in Vancouver that he claims racially profiled him, and it didn't take long for his fans to take up the cause. Drake took to social media, because that's what we always do. I wasn't treated fairly. Everybody on Twitter yell at them.
Yay.
Is going to Twitter a punk-ass bitch move at this point, if you're someone like Drake?
Yeah.
Anyway, he let off some steam about Park Vancouver Casino, calling it the worst-run business I've ever witnessed. Well, he needs to get to some other places then. He hasn't been to a Trump hotel. He went on them full tilt, claiming they were profiling me and not allowing me to gamble when I had everything they originally asked me for. Uh-huh. Almost immediately after his posting, fans went wild on the casino's social media, flooding the comments section with a backlash about the trash casino, giving shout-outs to Champagne Pappy.
Fuck Champagne Pappy. Take out your phone, do some documentation, and go sue the motherfuckers. Stop whining.
Right? Oh, boy. Yeah, I was like, what? He was visiting his home country while on the road for his Aubrey and the Three Migos tour. But it clearly was not the happy homecoming he was expecting. Hotel officials tell TMZ it's investigating the allegations and taking the matter seriously. TMZ reached out to Drake and never heard back. I bring up hits and they change up the topic. I got an idea. Do you think they profiled Drake?
Yeah.
Was it a bitch move to go to Twitter with it?
Yeah. Well, no.
I'm just asking. I'm not taking a position here. I'm asking.
They profiled him. And no, it wasn't a bitch move, because at this point you need to call everybody out. But then
well,
again,
unless you're white people calling out black people to the police for parking illegally.
I still haven't got my answer yet, though. Kareem, I need to know when it's going to be okay for you to call.
Then your life is in danger.
But
well, that could be an moment. Black people are scary.
Yeah. I mean, Drake's not scary. He's soft.
Not unless he takes the Twitter.
Unless my hand is wrapped around your throat. Or you see me with a gun or a knife in hand that you can identify.
Their cell phone kind of looks like a knife.
Too soon. Too soon.
I said knife.
Too soon. Not okay. Oh, and by the way, they've been playing Rihanna music at Trump rallies.
Why?
I don't fucking know, but she's saying stop it.
Well, everybody's telling them to stop playing.
Play your fucking Kid Rock. Play your Kid Rock. Play your Ted Nugent.
Nobody wants to hear that shit.
Well, at a Trump rally.
Not even the Trump people.
Apparently.
Play your Big and Rich. Play your... you've got plenty of hillbillies and assholes in music who support President Trump. Play their stuff.
That's true.
Apparently the people don't want to hear that.
Well, you know, you mean the people running the board at the venue?
Yeah.
They're like, we'll just play this Rihanna. And she said, cut it out. Although I don't know that what's going to happen, but her lawyers fired off a cease and desist letter to Trump's legal team after he played Don't Stop the Music at his rally in Chattanooga. According to the letter, POTUS has used Rihanna tunes in connection with a number of political events held across the United States. The letter, first posted by Rolling Stone, goes on to warn Rihanna has not given Trump consent to use any of her music, so using it is therefore improper. A Washington Post reporter tweeted at Rihanna Sunday after seeing the Trump rally. She replied, "Me nor my people would ever be at or around one of those tragic rallies." Trump's also gotten the same warning letters from Pharrell Williams, the Prince Estate.
That's right, Pharrell.
Steven Tyler, and several other artists. So,
we don't want nothing to do with your punk ass.
That's what's happening. Why? Look, everybody tells musical artists and athletes just shut up and entertain us.
Yeah.
So, you play their music at your political rally and they go, "Hey, don't do that." Are you just being hypocrite? Okay, never mind.
Yeah.
Never mind. Never mind. It's fine.
It's okay.
Play Ted Nugent, Kid Rock, and some old,
Big and Rich.
Big and Rich and some old,
some Trace Adkins.
Gloria, what the fuck was that chick's name?
Gaynor?
No.
Estefan?
No, it's
Loring.
I was trying to think of.
I'm running out of Glorias.
I was trying to think of the comedian that, and her name's not Gloria. The comedian that supports him that was on Saturday Night Live.
Oh, Victoria Jackson.
Victoria Jackson. Yeah.
Oh, she's nutty as a fruitcake.
That's it.
All right, let's. I don't know where we are. Let's see. All right.
Was she the one who was in Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt? Was that Victoria Jackson?
I don't know, Jason. You know why? Because I'm a man.
Let's leave the hustle and bustle for small town news.
All right. Like I said on Wednesday, Speak Out was so big we had to split it in two. Because we couldn't eat it all in one sitting.
It was so big. Split it in two.
Yep. The people in Plattsburgh are very angry about stuff. It is an awful thing how our governor, state senator, and federal assemblywoman avoid debating their opponent. They do anything they can to get out of the limelight during election time. Again, neighbors, we all have to ignore party loyalty and vote them out. Let's start fresh. Hey, if we go to the polls and vote for the same old lifetime politicians that are already in office, then we deserve what we get. Derp, 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 derp. Hey, by the way, you wanted change for change's sake, and that's why we got the orange-haired ass clown. Just saying. Sometimes change for change's sake ain't good. Hey, really? Stealing campaign signs? Criminal acts will not get your candidate any more votes. In fact, you'll get less, especially when you brazenly do it during the day and are seen. I don't think that's true. I don't encourage anybody to steal anything, but I'm just saying, probably not going to be the case.
Steal the white women.
Oh, man.
A recent letter to the editor advocating veganism cites the principal cast of The Big Bang Theory as adherents to the lifestyle. Perhaps if the actors ate meat, they'd have the energy to produce a sitcom that was actually funny.
Who's,
Okay.
See, you guys are too late.
I'll give you points for that one. Yeah. Whether you think they're funny or not, they're all getting paid an ass load of money because a lot of people want to think they're smart by watching The Big Bang Theory.
Yeah.
I don't think it's funny.
Isn't it over 2 years in the show?
This is last
season. Yeah.
So you're a little late on your joke, buddy.
It's a sick burn, bro. Hey, women's bathrooms, not so much. This is what it says. In the early weeks of August, not one door locked. The handicap stall had toilet paper hanging on the door far from the toilet. Possibly because of a difficult flushing mechanism, there were large amounts of excess paper unflushed in toilets. Exterior handicap bathroom locked. Yeah, I don't know what that's about. And by the way, why did it take you so long to complain to speak out about that?
Yeah.
You know what happened? This person's been telling everyone they know about it, and they're like, hey, why don't you just write in to speak out? And they're like, you know what? I will.
Oh, that was a great idea. Their head probably exploded right there.
Right. I have a bathroom stall complaint, too. I'll share it right now.
Yeah, share it.
Okay, you go into a bathroom stall, and they've got a handrail. It's not necessarily a bigger handicap, so they've just got a handrail in there.
Yeah.
Instead of mounting the toilet paper dispenser above the handrail, they mount it underneath. So literally, in order to get the toilet paper, I've got to reach down almost like to mid-calf to get the toilet paper. Do you really think someone who needs that grab rail is going to be able to bend down like that to get it?
Nope.
Dipshits. All right, this next thing is called jacking deer.
I've never been caught.
It's 6:25 p.m. Shots can be heard. It is dark. No one should be hunting at this hour. That is not hunting. That's jacking deer. As a hunter myself, this is giving lawful hunters a bad name. Follow the laws. They're actually right.
This spotlighting deer?
No, just jacking them.
I didn't think a deer would let you get close enough to jack them.
Oh, you have to talk to them real sweet first.
They are flight animals.
Yeah.
And finally, the city library exposes young children to drag queens for story time, normalizing gender identity issues, and the local media revels in it? The head of the city library ought to be fired, and city councilors who accept this ought to be voted out of office. Stop indoctrinating children into these lifestyles.
Oh, man. I just wish people understood, like, having a broad sense of just, like, what exists in the world is actually a positive thing for, like, a child. Like, just because a child sees a drag queen they don't unpack all the stuff that goes along with it. Like, oh, that means that person, like, to them it's just a woman with a lot of colors on.
Well, I don't even know if it's that. I don't even know that they get that deep into it.
Yeah, it's somebody reading me a story, bro. Why aren't you reading to me, mommy?
Someone's reading me a story. I went to the library. The funny looking person read me a story.
Yeah,
that's the end of it.
My daughter would love that. My daughter loves it when anybody reads to her.
Well, yeah, that's because you're a bunch of libs raising her up like that, normalizing all this stuff.
I prefer the term libtard.
That's offensive.
To who?
The tards.
Oh, I thought it was the people that were saying it. Because to me, that's exactly how I know. I tried to goad somebody into calling me a libtard the other day.
How'd that go for you?
They didn't. They actually impressed me by just saying that, you know. They said, you people. And I was like, what do you... what's your... You people are what's wrong with this country. That's what they said to me.
The look Kareem is giving me.
I know,
right
and I said, and I just said, I said, what do you mean by you people? And the person then said, you and everyone else that's bitching about the president. And I said, all right, points. Like, you didn't say libtards or something else that was grossly, you know, shows how ridiculous you are.
Right? Did they call you a cuck?
No. It didn't. I just actually what I did is I turned off notifications from that post, so I didn't.
Oh, it's on Facebook?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
That ain't nothing.
Stupid. I just can't believe. Pittsburgh, get your fucking shit together, all of you fucking racists out there. Like, I cannot believe how many. I just can't believe it. I guess I should know.
What?
That, like, I have this sect of family that lives out there, right, in Pittsburgh area, and they're all racist.
That sounds about right.
Hold on. People in Pennsylvania are racist?
I know, man.
Really weird. Now, are they anti-Semitic or just racist? Am I splitting hairs for you?
Yeah.
Don't make me choose. Why can't they hate all people? Why can't they just hate the difference?
Because the thing is I think that people weren't smart enough to make the difference. Like, I think and I won't say it. Yeah, they might be anti-Semitic also, but it doesn't matter. They're assholes. If you're a racist, you're an asshole.
Nobody's splitting hairs anymore. They're not giving you an out.
Nope.
Okay, so funny story. The Kings had won a bunch of games in a row. They'd won like 4 or 5 in a row.
Yep.
And they got killed by the Milwaukee Bucks on Sunday.
I expected that.
They posted on Facebook, game recap, we don't like deer. With the clip of Tommy Boy when the deer comes back to life in the backseat and tears the car apart.
That's pretty funny.
So points to the social media team at the Sacramento Kings. All right, that's going to do it for us. We out of here. Thank a veteran for their service.
You're welcome.
Do it. Also, and don't be just paying fucking lip service to it. That's the other... Look, one more thing before we go. I'm so fucking sick of all of these people who make anyone who served this country as these larger-than-life heroes who cannot be disrespected at any turn for anything, but then will not do a fucking thing to make sure that those same people have services so that their health is taken care of, their physical health, their mental health.
Don't send them to another bullshit war.
Right? Bullshit wars. What percentage of homeless people are veterans? It's fucking large.
Yeah.
Do they get the services that they need? No, because they stopped being vets when they became homeless, to a lot of these people. So, don't be a fucking hypocrite about it.
That's right.
If you really want to thank a vet, go to a homeless shelter. Or donate to a homeless shelter.
And don't pretend to be a homeless vet. Just get some money, you bastards.
Oh, yeah, that too. All right. We'll see you next time. Bye.